quite alert.
Lively, would you ever say?
Yeah, you'd say quite lively.
Or peppy? Spry?
Yeah, she's full of pep, I might say. Spry, yeah, that'd be good.
Somebody asks you to walk through the cemetery at midnight, and you say, no, I'm...
scared.
Or I'm a fancier way of saying scared.
Well, I'm a coward.
Well, I don't know how fancy that is, but I'm a... And we, some English teachers will tell you not to say scared, you ought to say...
I'm afraid. So that makes me think, you know, we had a soldier boy buried in World War One soldier buried down the cemetery. I look after the cemetery, you know, and I was down there last summer and walking around, and his grave had, look, had never fallen down. The top of the mound is still there yet, never been leveled off. Mm-hmm. And they put him in a new tombstone. I stand looking at that, and all at once I heard that, I just kind of looked off the other and heard the office thump, kind of a bang, and I looked around to see who was in there. I couldn't see anybody. I suppose it must have been a chunk of dirt fell and settled away from the coffin. Must have been some dirt fell down on that. He's buried in the metal vault. Mm-hmm. Must have been some dirt fell down on that. You know, it made my hair raise up. Every time I get down there, I think that's it. But that, where that sound come from, I can't figure. But I swore it was in that grave. That sure startled me. Talk about going to your graveyards.
Well, you might say I didn't used to be afraid.
No.
Did you ever say that?
I didn't used to be afraid of them anymore. Used to go by there and go to court with my wife. Go by that same cemetery every time I went down there. I'd drive 7 miles and a half to see her and 7 miles home with a horse and buggy. I courted her for 5 years like that.
Goodness, 5 years?
5 years on that.
Oh, my.
Oh, I started out young.
Well, you're determined.
Yeah, I was kind of determined.
A man who doesn't seem to care much about anything, about how well he does his work, you might say, he does very...
He does very well.
Or his work is not done well. He does a very job. He does a very...
Very careless about his work.
And the meaning of, another word meaning unusual or strange, things are happening around here. You ever say
Well, let's see, I don't know what you would say.
Queer?
Yeah, some queer things are happening.
Does that mean the same as strange or unusual? Mm-hmm. Pretty much the same. Now, if you don't want to do what your wife wants you to do, but she say to you, don't be so... And what you want your way, she wants her way.
Don't be so stubborn, I suppose you'd say.
Would you ever say,
I find it's best to do what she wants you to. That's the reason I've lived with her for 55 years.
Would you ever say, don't be so set in your ways, or pig-headed, or bull-headed? Or?
Oh, yes, I'd say, don't be so set in your ways, or something like that.
A mm-hmm. Person who's very easily offended, you've got to always be careful.
Handle with.
She's a very...
Yeah, you got to handle them with tongs.
Would you ever say touchy?
Yes, it'd be very, she's pretty persnickety, pretty touchy.
Would you ever say feisty?
No, I would. Feisty, yeah, might say she's pretty feisty.
Feisty? Would that be more for an animal or for a person?
Oh, I don't do for a person too. I see someone be worse than that. You call worse than that.
You say he got awfully mad. I heard you say that a while ago. Pretty characteristic. Would you ever say head up? Or?
He sure got head up. Sure was warm under the collar.
And child's had an accident. The doctor wants the mother to... He said, don't worry, just keep
calm.